thanks for all the organizing and all the volunteers. I'm here to speak about a German co-op. I hear that's also like a Danish co-op next to the list. That's really interesting. Yeah, the co-op is called WTF, or like in German, Werkkooperative der Technikfreundinnen. But we also had like really nice messages from a banker who was like, you know, the abbreviation of your cooperative is WTF, and I looked it up on Google. It's not a good word. So yeah, that is what it is. And yes, my name is Gamo. I'm like on the board of directors. And yeah, but first of all, what is a co-op? A co-op is basically a company. It's an entity which is owned by all of the members, and it doesn't matter how many shares you have. Unlike in a stock company, every member has like one vote, and we are voting like every year for the board of directors, and they are deciding like the direction of the company and what things we are doing. So it's a really democratic organization and a democratic company. Yeah, why use a co-op? So in our case, we want to facilitate business for our members. So we have like a lot of hackers in our co-op who can use the co-op as like an operating system for doing side hustles or other projects. And that was like the idea. One reason is that because in Germany, there's like a lot of bureaucracy. If you are like having a job, it's not like in Denmark where you have like one health insurance systems, but we have rather 100 different companies or non-profit organizations who are facilitating health insurance, and we are all quite complicated to work with. So it's always easier to be have like a salary and have like an employment, and that is what like the WTF is doing for our members. So you can be like a freelancer, or you can act or take like all the good things of being a freelancer and combining it with all the easy things about having like an employee and being employed. It's also really nice. We have like a network of people who are doing things together, and we can like do cool stuff and yeah, also trade with information about few things. It doesn't matter if you want to like import some electronics or other stuff from China, we probably already have someone who has done that and can tell you if it's like a good idea or not. Often not. Okay. That's like one thing. I think we already talked about like the frustration about like the German bureaucracy. Also like one of our members who was like founder of it, Ayubu, has already worked with like other cooperatives. But mostly they are like in really old school things, like for example banking or agriculture. And as hackers, we wanted to have like a cooperative that is really working for like the hacker things. And yeah, talking about stats, the WTF AG was founded in 2020. That was like the official start where we did start doing all the work. We currently have around 190 members in like different capacities. Some of them are just having a membership and supporting it more because of an ideological reason, and a few of them are already like really participating with that. In the time, we had like two different general assemblies, so we also voted two times for like our board of directors, and having that in mind, we also did already collect 94,000 euros for like the members, and we so that's like the full amount like members had a project or yeah, an other income, and they did invoice it over the WTF. One other thing is that you maybe ask, okay, now I've like done this work, I can invoice this thing like to the WTF, but how do I get it out? And that's also like, I think maybe some German thing where like some interesting aspects how you can like have like a second job or third job and maybe get like taxation benefits, and you also can do that with like the WTF. But you also can like use this money for like another project or another ideas, so you can be really creative about that. And yeah, so what can I do? Yeah, I think mostly it's interesting for like probably people wanting to do like projects in Germany and also speaking German, because we're not really good at translating and like having all our conversations and discussions also like in another language. I think what's also really cool is like to think like how you can use like this co-op structure for like other businesses or ideas, especially if we think about open source and impact businesses who does not have like only the thing at mind to like optimize the earning and profits for like their owners, and maybe start some VTF in other countries. What's next for the VTF? One thing we really need to work on and which we're really working on is like automation. Currently we have like people who are doing like all the boring things like creating invoicing, making sure they're paid and all the other things. So we're working to optimize this to really have it with like little hassle as possible. We're also creating new services. For example, collecting money if you have like a podcast or something like that, like having like a cool Patreon service. And the big thing for us also reaching like financial long-term sustainability. So making sure that enough money is getting in so we can provide like all the development. Okay, thanks for the fish, and we are contact informations, and this presentation is also on the archive.org. Thank you.